From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is activist Ken Folks. Hey, Ken.
Hey, 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 hey.
Hey, Ken is the co-founder and executive director of the East Bay Queer Healing Arts Center in Oakland. And right now we're going to hear their art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay.
What I'm about to say couldn't mean the world.
First up is Friday nights at the Oakland Museum of California. This popular social gathering is back. Yay! It went on hiatus because of COVID. And this is the venue for people to reconnect with family, friends, and the community, grab some food from off the grid food trucks, yum, 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 play games on the museum's lawn, enjoy live music. I love dancing too in the area too. I'm doing a Cupid Shuffle. I hope they bring that back. The museum's galleries will also stay open late for visitors to check out. It's just a great way for Oakland Museum just to bring people together. Ken, what do you enjoy most about this event?
Oh my gosh, what is there not to enjoy?
Yes.
First of all, folks, it's family-centered and it's free. That part. There are very few spaces where, you know, you can have children and elders in the same space and freely moving about, connecting, learning more about Oakland. That's the other thing. Being in that space, mm-hmm. It is just everywhere you look is some Oakland history, some information about where you are seated and why this is such a wonderful place. And you've got great food and music and artisans and dance. We're talking about DJs. We've got DJ yes. Ryan who's going to be there spinning. Just lovely. Every single week, it's something new.
Every single week. That's Friday nights at the Oakland Museum of California, happening every Friday. Your next pick is Art Battle Oakland. 12 artists come together and have 20 minutes to make captivating art. Audience members get to decide who moves on to the next round till a winner is decided. The art is also put up to bid in a silent auction in case there's that one drawing that catches your attention for those who like to buy art. Ken, what are you looking forward to seeing at this competition? This sounds like reality show, like an Oakland reality show.
Okay, and so imagine being in this space with artists who are furiously, like feverishly writing, drawing, doing whatever they can to inspire themselves to create something in 20 minutes. So like the first 2 minutes is spent with them sketching out various ideas, or you have that one artist who just knows and comes in and just splat, splat, everything's going everywhere, paint is flying. And just to see the various personalities, to be able to enjoy the way that artists create, the process.
That's Art Battle Oakland at the Queer Healing Arts Center in Oakland on July 9th. And your final pick is Pride Month. There's events happening around the Bay all month long to celebrate Pride. San Francisco Pride Parade and Festival returns with their 52nd anniversary. And Oakland Black Pride also returns June 22nd to the 26th. There's so much going on, Ken. What do you want us to check out? Just name some events that we should check out.
Okay, well, definitely Pride started off as a protest. And it's so beautiful to know that there are places where you can go and you can check out spaces where you can learn about our ancestors. So over at our center, we're going to have an exhibit called Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. And it's all about Marsha P. Johnson. So I would really think that people should check out some art galleries, see what's happening. During Pride, it's a rare opportunity to really see our voices in this sort of clarity and colorful too. And then of course, you got to go out and dance. You've got to be with the community at some of these dance spaces. I would suggest DJ David Harness at Mighty Reel. They've celebrated their 10th year, I think it's this year. And this year they're going to do something special. They're expanding all weekend long. So there's going to be something for everybody the last weekend in June during Pride weekend. So go in and get a part of historic David Harness Old School House and come to sweat.
That's Oakland Pride happening June 22nd to the 26th, and San Francisco Pride happening on the weekend of June 25th. And we'll also have links to events online that Ken mentioned earlier. I've been speaking with activist Ken Folks, co-founder and executive director of the East Bay Queer Healing Arts Center. Make sure you check out all of the great events and services that they offer. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by James Rollins. I'm Janae Darden. Happy Pride, y'all!